I just want you, those in the Eton area, to become aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing through my dear brother, who we have learned. You know, when we pray together, it is amazing how we link hearts together and we get to know people really for where they're really at. I feel sorry for those people who don't pray with other people, because in praying, you see the real heart of the issue of a person's life. So thank you, Brother Pete, for coming.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Peter Ogilvie, and I've been living in E-Town since 2001. And a little while ago, I'd say probably 6 years ago, there was a PowerPoint I gave to the brother. I don't know if you got it up. Okay. About 6 years ago, there was a little chapel. Well, it's been here for about 100 years, and this chapel. But 6 years ago, there was a church that met there. They were called Grace as well. And they were kind of a fledgling church. They weren't really growing. They weren't, you know, there it is right there. It's, it doesn't look like that now, but about 100 years ago, it probably did. But 6 years ago, I talked with the pastor of the church, and I asked him, would it be okay if I come to this chapel and just pray as often as I could? I'll just, and he said, oh, yeah, sure, that'd be fine. And, well, I had done that. I kept having to call him and say, well, can I meet now? Can I go over there now? Can I? And it got to a point where I was just kind of a pain in the butt. They said, well, we just have to give you a key. I said, all right, I'll get a key then. That'd be great. So I got a key, and I had been there very often. And as I continued to go there, I really believed that lots of battles were won there. We saw my own personal battles were won. Regional powers were won. Regional battles were won. And we saw some amazing things take place. And I say we. Started having some all-night prayer times there and saw God move. And then last year, it was brought to my attention that the chapel was going to be up for sale because they couldn't support it. There was no need to reason to support it. And, oh, and by the way, the pastor said to me, Peter, you can pray there, but just do me one thing. Pray for me. I said, I can do that. And also, all the monies that they had were supporting these 12 pastors in Haiti. And so all their money that they were tithing for was going to them. So they really didn't have a need for a chapel. They wanted all their monies to go to these 12 pastors. That's it. That's the picture. And so I said, yeah, I can pray for these. He says, pray for my pastors down there. So I pray for these guys. I know them. I've never met them, but I know them by name. And so I've been praying for these guys. And so when it came up for sale last year, I said, Lord, do you want me to get this chapel? And I just heard the Lord say, I want this chapel for myself, and I want you to get it for me. And I say, okay, but I don't have a dime. I don't have anything. So I asked the pastor, so how much do you want for it? He said, well, the realtor has said that we could probably get $110,000 for it. I said, are you kidding me? $110,000. By the way, hold off on that picture for a sec. It's okay. It's on a loop or something. So I said, well, Lord, I don't have $110,000. So I came up with a number in my head. I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm going to give him this number and see if he'd give it to me. Let's see what happens. So I came up on a nice godly number of $77,000. And I said, I got this number, 77,000. And they said, whoa. And I said, well, you pray about it, you think about it, and you let me know. And they came back to me and they said, Peter, we want to sell this to you for 77,000. And I said, oh, okay. And I'm thinking, I only got 77,000. So I said, Lord, I got that number, but that's all it is, it's a number. there was a young man in our youth group, and I say young man, he's 24 years old, who has become quite the stockbroker, stock exchange trader. And he said, Peter, I want to help you get that chapel. 24 years old, and he gave me a nice deposit for $25,000. And I said, well, that's a good start. That's a very good start. And so so I paid the pastor. I said, look, this is what we got this year. That was last year. And we'll have to come up with another 25 this year and then maybe another however long. And in fact, it was 77,000 over 7 years. I said, I don't want to be beholden to this thing for 7 years. I said, Lord, just somehow you're going to make this happen. So anyway, we've been praying. The thing that the chapel's been used, every dime goes to these pastors in Haiti. That's why I feel really good about all that money going to them. And they've been able to build, do some micro business. If you could show them that slide now. They built a store, they built a bakery, they built an auto shop where they have several motorcycles that they bought with it, and they're building business and they're sustaining themselves. And if you all have a ministry to Haiti, I know. And what is beautiful about it is that every dime that comes into the chapel for not just the sustaining of the chapel goes to Haiti, which I really and blessed about. But the Lord has been using it. I've been seeing, we've been reaching out, praying several times a week. Three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 o'clock. That's where I can see Mel. That's where you can see Mel, too, and you can meet with us as well. And we've been seeing some amazing things take place. Another thing that we do is on Thursday night, we've been doing, and I say we, this is a community thing. It's not the Pete Ogilvy show. It's not the Park Street Chapel show. It's the community of Elizabethtown. You know, this place is strategically placed right in the center. If there was a pupil in the middle of an eye, that's it. This little chapel has been placed right there. We've seen physical healing. We prayed this past week. There was a woman there who had multiple back injuries. Excuse me. And she, as we prayed over her, she said that she felt L1 and 2 and S1. I don't even know what those mean, except that those are parts of her vertebrae that her discs that were bulging. And prayed over her. Her leg, one leg was shorter than the other. We prayed for this young lady, and her leg grew out to be completely even, and her back and her whole hip and hip was aligned, and she was rejoicing and jumping up and down. And I said, well, praise God, this is amazing. And so, and then the week before that, we had a young woman come out, and I'm going to tell you her name. Her name is Fortunate, all right? And she got a hold of Park Street Chapel on Facebook. By the way, like us on Facebook, by the way. She got a hold of this thing. I'm sorry, these slides are, this is part of a prayer group that we had this past Friday night. People meeting in all-night prayer. And we're going to do that every second Friday of the month. So come out from 6:30 on until the cows come home. We just do that. And then on Thursday night, so we have this prayer time. So this woman named Fortunate saw the Facebook page, and she said that she just needed healing. And turns out she said she had this pain. She's 27 years old. She had a pain in her chest, and it went all the way through to her back. And I said, and the Lord gave me his word for her, and she's just talking about it. And I said, you've been hurt. You've been wounded, haven't you? Someone has hurt you. She said, yes, someone had physically assaulted her. And she's been living with this thing for 6 years. And I said, it's like an arrow. You know, it's almost like an arrow. When I heard there and there, I said, this is an arrow through your heart. I said, the Lord wants to take that arrow and pull it out. He wants to heal that spot, and he wants to cauterize that spot. And so in the name of Jesus, be healed. I said, unforgiveness and trauma are wrapped around this thing, and he wants you to be free today. And we pulled that arrow out, symbolically just threw it away, and this woman had no pain. No pain whatsoever. No pain. And she came from the town of New Providence, which is Solanco, like way down there. And so I said, Lord, this is why this chapel exists. People are getting healed. People are getting saved. The community, the social worker from the E-Town schools, by the way, I do the Bible study on Thursday mornings at in the middle school, E-Town Middle School. There's also one in the high school. And the social worker from the high school came to us and said, to the pastors, said, what can you do to help us? There's a bunch of kids that are truant. They don't listen to their parents. They don't go to school. We don't know what to do with them. They're just getting ready to find trouble. You know, 30 years before they get into trouble, right, brother? And they're just getting ready for trouble. So what can you do? Well, a handful of us got together, and one lady had this idea. Let's have 10 weeks of a woman's camp, young woman's camp, where we can teach them godly stuff, take them horseback riding, take them to the beach, do things with them, just instill who they are in Jesus, their identity as daughters of the King. Can we do that? And they did that for 10 weeks. And I said, you know, we need to do that for the boys, too. And they're sort of, 'cause there's all kinds of boys that are in trouble, too. And so we did a man camp this summer, and we did a girls camp as well. And then the girls culminate in this beautiful, it's like a banquet where they dress up in these beautiful dresses, and they feel beautiful. I said, Lord, this is why this place exists. And the young girls came to the Lord through that. And so we're just seeing this chapel. It's a community chapel. There's an actual code on the door. And if you wanted to go there yourself, we'll let you go. Just go get in there and meet with Jesus. When I walked into this place, I said to Pastor Mel, I said, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Because the activity of the Lord's people are centered around the Lord's word is happening in this place. That's why people are getting healed. That's why people are praying. And the spiritual water, the high mark of the water level of the Holy Spirit is being raised in Elizabethtown. And the activity of the angels and the activity of the Holy Spirit to save the lost is happening. It's happening. And it's happening now, and you people are a part of it too. Don't think that you just being out there here in the country, you know, country out here on this road, that this is Elizabethtown. Elizabethtown greater, or however you would say it. But in the town, the Lord wants you to be a part of it. And he wants you to be a part of, you know, when you look back at these great revivals of the past, and the Welsh Revival, and the Azusa Street, and even the Toronto Blessing up in recently, 20 years ago, and then the one down in Florida, in Pensacola. Wouldn't it be great to be on the edge of something when it's happening? Amen. I really believe we are on the edge of something that is happening. Your son is part of that. You're part of that. It is happening. You can be a part of the prayer too that we're doing. Anyway, I just want to thank Pastor Mel to allow me to share this. But there's also a need financially. Another person has said we will match every dollar for whatever you raise this year. So I'm looking for $25,000. I've got six now. And I need 19 by March, this March. I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do that. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to share, Brother Mel and Pastor Mel. And just know that when God tells you to do something, if you can't figure it out, don't worry about it. Just do it. Just do it. And keep pushing up until that wall just comes down. Pastor Mel lent me his ram's horn. So on New Year's Eve, we blew that ram's horn. And I tell you, we blew it. You know what we blew it against? We blew it against all the walls, the opioid crisis, the things that are going on in the hearts of men and women. Husbands will love their wives as Christ loved the church. Wives will submit unto their husbands as unto the Lord. Children will obey their parents. Parents will not exasperate their children. Employees will honor their employer. People will begin to spend money like it's not theirs. People will begin to spend their lives like no one else. Like our pastor, Jim Woodson, Woodford, that comes here. I tell that man's story everywhere I go. I tell the man's story about how he opened up that, the angel opened up that book, a flimsy book. He said it was like a Chinese food menu of a book. And he handed it to Jesus. And Jesus looked at it and said, "It's not much here, Jim. It's not much here, Jim." And he held up his hand. He had that hole in his wrist. And he said, "But I'm sending you back. I'm sending you back." He said there was light shooting out of his wrist. He said, "I'm sending you back. Your works are not complete yet." And then when Jim met my son, 19 years old, he said, "How old are you, young man?" And he said, 19. He said, "Oh, 19. Oh, if I just had all that time to build my account." Ah, but he's 72 years old. He says, "I'm going to burn out for Jesus. I want to go out like a comet." And that's what I'm doing. That's what I want you to do. And that's what God wants you to do. Go out like a comet. Build the account in heaven. Spend your life like it's His. It's His. It's all His. Thank you. God bless. Oh, by the way, I have some pamphlets I'll hand out. I'll leave out in the back of the foyer, and how people can support Park Street Chapel.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.